T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gary Danielson, one of the best in the biz, college football analyst. Gary, how you doing?
Hi, Adam. Doing great. How are you?
You are the third former Browns quarterback to be on the show since Friday.
Damn.
There's
a lot of them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
We had your former teammate, Bernie Kosar.
That might not be that big. Bernie's a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, around there for a while, you throw a ball in the yard and the Browns quarterback that catches it.
That's true. You know, Gary, I got a lot to ask you about college football, but before we do, I wanted your take on the current Browns quarterback, Baker Mayfield, because obviously you saw him in college, and he was so good as a rookie.
Never saw him in person. I always have to defer to that, but I'm so pleased because he's the perfect persona that Cleveland needed. You know, they needed a kick in the butt, and they needed somebody to believe, in the town and the team and be able to walk, into that in front of the microphones, in front of the fans, of those great Cleveland Brown fans, and have somebody that's not afraid, not embarrassed, to put on that gorgeous Browns uniform, one of the best uniforms in all of pro sports. And, he believes in himself, and boy, no one's going to believe in you if you don't. And he's a joy to watch. I got to say, I was a bit surprised. I give Dorsey, and I've known John a long, long time. I've seen him out on the road as long as I've been doing this. He's been out there scouting guys,
right.
And boy, he stuck to his convictions, and he got a gem out of it, and couldn't be pleased. Love to watch him play.
Yeah,
love the way the guys around him play too, and that's kind of what Bernie brought to the table. When Bernie said, "I want to play in Cleveland," I think that's as much as Baker saying, "I believe Cleveland can win."
Right.
I think those are the two great statements those two guys have made.
Great point. Gary Danielson with us. Gary, let's go to Ohio State. Their new quarterback is Justin Fields, who, of course, transfers from Georgia and will be the starting quarterback for the Buckeyes. So he played a little at Georgia. What should Buckeye fans expect, do you think, from Justin Fields?
I'm going to say raw. Talented and raw. I think his there will be a learning curve. College football, well, even pro football has changed so much lately that you can, it's modified cheating with the RPO offense that, offensive linemen can run block and they can throw downfield at the same time. You get a lot of easy, chippy throws, that are almost gimmies. They're almost layups for quarterbacks. So, as long as Ohio State's in control of the football game, I think he'll look really good. My question is, you get at Iowa, I don't know their schedule. So, you get an Iowa game, Wisconsin game, a Michigan State game, a Nebraska game, a Penn State game, where it gets into that tight end of the third quarter, fourth quarter, and it's third and six, third and eight, where you can't trick them. You can't protect the quarterback. That's where the learning curve is going to have to be, kind of live through for this staff. If the defense is there and the running game's there and they can protect him a little bit, by the end of the year, he's going to be a different guy in those games at the beginning of the year. But, boy, there are going to be some of those plays. It's the same thing, and I know we'll get to this, same thing that happened to Alabama last year. No one could get to Alabama's inexperienced secondary until the end of the year. It was, you have to be good enough for Alabama. You couldn't get by their nose tackle, Quinnen Williams, let alone their secondary. And that's similar to what Ohio State could do. They could be so good that you don't know the cracks until you play against a great team. And then you go, because, Justin does not have a lot of experience playing against top-level talent. The last time I saw him was he was in a fake punt situation for Georgia against Alabama, and it did not work very well.
Hmm. We're talking with Gary Danielson, NFL quarterback, great college football analyst. Gary, obviously there's been so much. In the last 4 years, Alabama's been to the championship game four times. Clemson's been there three times.
Right.
Georgia, the only outlier, playing Alabama a couple of years ago. Is it good for college football that these, it's the same teams, it seems like, every year? Or would it be better if there was a little more variety?
I don't really think it's bad. I mean, if you look at the pro football, I mean, the New England Patriots are there all the time. The Dallas Cowboys are one of the marquee teams. Everybody wants to watch Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers play. I mean, it's similar in all sports. I mean, everybody wants kind of the Lakers and Golden State. We have those teams, the Yankees, for all those years. I don't think it's really that bad. But in 2011, I made a statement during the game. You know, it's right there. Nowadays on YouTube, you can look up anything.
Yeah.
When the rematch happened between Alabama and LSU, and I was not for the rematch. However, the way the rules were written that year, it was hard to keep Alabama out of it. And I was never in favor of the rules. My thinking was, though, going from 2 to 4 creates as many problems as 2. You know, when you go to 4, you end up having one conference let out. Look what's happened to the Big Ten now, 2 out of the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And in reality, 3 straight years, because Penn State should have gone. I do blame Jim Delaney a little bit. I thought 3 years ago he should have banged the table and made a statement that the committee would have heard, that if you're going to take anybody from our conference, you're going to take our champions or don't take anybody. And I think because he didn't do that, it ended up kind of coming back and backfiring as the committee passed up champions the last 2 years. So I do think it would have been better to go from 2 to 6. I'm really not in favor of 8. I think the NFL knows how to do it, where you earn your bye during the regular season. The other 4 teams play it off, and then you have your Final Four the way it is. I think you could use that first weekend, the Army-Navy weekend, to play like an elimination weekend for 4 teams. The 2 top teams would have home games and kind of get it over with and then move on.
That's interesting. So you'd have the 5 conference winners and then 1 wild card?
Well, I think you'd have to qualify a little bit.
Yeah, okay, sure.
You'd have to say, like, for example, you couldn't have an upset. You couldn't have pick a conference. Say, let's do the conference that I cover.
Okay.
You have Alabama in there, and they play a 4-loss Missouri team. And on that day, you know, Tua gets hurt and Missouri knocks them off. Well, if you're a top 20 team, no. But I think if you're in the top 12, let's say, and you win your conference, I think you should have an automatic bid. And if not, you go into that other category as an at-large, and the committee has to choose you.
Okay, that's interesting. Gary Danielson with us. Gary, let's talk about Alabama. Why do you think, I mean, we know Nick Saban's a great coach, but the dominance he's had, especially since going to Alabama, has been ridiculous. Can you explain how he's been able to do it at all?
I can. Well, first of all, it's not that much different than Ohio State. If you look at the type of players that Alabama has been putting out, it's very similar to the NFL players that Ohio State has been putting out, okay? But I think if you kind of look, this is kind of wacky, and I am, but if you look at women's basketball, okay, Geno at UConn,
yeah.
The great players want to go there because they know they're going to get coached and play against other great players and eventually become a pro. The reputation that Nick walks into a room and tells a player, like, you know, if you want to be an NFL player, right? The kid says yes. He goes, well, what reason would you not have to come and be trained by me? I know how to train you. I know what Belichick's looking for. I know what the Giants are looking for. I coached in that league. I'll train you. You don't even have to start here, and you're going to get drafted. And if the kid says, well, your depth, you know, is a little bit, I'm not sure if I can play. Oh, really? You don't think you're tough enough or good enough to play at Alabama? Maybe we don't want you anyway. By the way, that's a story that I first heard back in the 70s, the way Michigan and Ohio State used to recruit.
Right.
They would offer a guy, and if the guy wavered and said, oh, I'm not sure I can play there, Woody and Bo would say, yeah, you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe you're not good enough to play for us. And right now, Nick Saban using that. They've just, you know, when they're going to play, Georgia's going to play Notre Dame here. I mean, Notre Dame's got a lot of good football players. Let's suppose on their 5 classes, let's say that they've got 15 to 20 future NFL players over the next 4 or 5 drafts.
Yeah.
Well, Georgia's got 40.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Alabama's, That's yeah. But Ohio State's kind of like that too.
Yeah, that's
true. It's not just. But right now, hot conference. You know, good weather, great facilities, and a coach that has an NFL reputation that players right now it's hard to say no to.
Gary, we're talking with Gary Danielson, longtime NFL quarterback, now of course with CBS Sports, the main college football analyst. Gary, when you mentioned Notre Dame there briefly, at this point, would Notre Dame be better off joining a conference? I mean, probably the Big Ten, but would they be better off joining a conference at this point?
I don't think so.
No. Okay.
No, I think that their reputation, their network, I think Brian Kelly's done a great job there. You know, I mean, they're legitimate football players now. You know, their problem is, you know, the attrition during the season affects them a little bit more than it does Alabama or Georgia or Oklahoma or Clemson or Ohio State. You know, those guys, as I said, these teams have a few more players. If Notre Dame stays healthy when they start the year, you know, their top 25 players are on a par.
Right.
It's just finishing out the season that's a little tough with them. But I just think the way they play their national game, the way they're a nationally followed team, I think they're fine. As long as the deal they did with the ACC was huge, because the only way they would ever join a conference is if they got locked out and they couldn't get these big games. But as
right.
long as the Big Ten, I mean, they're going to get to play, you know, at Michigan. You know, if the Big Ten froze them out, maybe they'd have to think of it. But right now, that Notre Dame brand's still too strong.
You know, obviously, the SEC brand is really strong, as you talked about. I mean, going into the season, Alabama's ranked number 2, Georgia number 3,
yep.
LSU number 6, Florida number 8, Texas A&M 12, Auburn 16. I mean, it's ridiculous. How close are some of these other teams to? I mean, you know, Georgia seems like they're right there. Are all these teams in the mix with Alabama?
Georgia's right there. There's no doubt. I watched them 2 years in a row. You know, they you know, actually. And when you play Alabama, it's the same way of playing Michigan and Ohio State. You know, you don't trick these teams and win.
Yeah.
You know, when Ohio State beat Alabama in a game down 21-6, they didn't trick them back in that game. They earned it. You know, they blocked them at the line of scrimmage. They hit third down and 12, Cardale Jones. I mean, when Ohio State beat Miami, you didn't trick them. They beat them. You got to have good football players to play with these teams. But top to bottom, I thought last year, and one of the things that really hurt last year for Alabama specifically, is the league was a little bit down last year. There was a huge gulf between the rest of the league and Georgia and Alabama. Georgia and Alabama was as good as anybody in the country. There probably were only 5 teams in the country that could have beat either one of those teams. But the rest of the league, there was a big gulf. And this was not a battle-tested Alabama team that I'd seen going into playoffs in past years. They had one tough game, Georgia. It's a game they could have easily lost. And when they got there at the end of the year, we're going to go back to where we started this conversation. They didn't know the weaknesses they had.
Yeah.
And Clemson finally showed that they had an inexperienced secondary that no one else could take advantage of until it became Georgia a bit. Jake Fromm did it. But then Clemson, it kind of, you know, the bottom fell out of that team.
Gary, last thing, Ohio State has obviously dominated in recent years the rivalry with Michigan since 2004.
Right.
Michigan's only won once, and that was the in-between, you know, Jim Tressel and Urban Meyer year with Luke Fickell in 2011.
Right.
Last year, a lot of people thought Michigan would finally win, and Ohio State beat them by 22 points or 23 points. A lot of preseason prognosticators have picked Michigan to win the Big Ten. Would you do that, considering that Ohio State has dominated, even though Urban Meyer's now gone?
I would pick Michigan this year. In fact, I am picking Michigan this year. I think their home schedule is what they're going to have to take advantage of, getting Notre Dame, Michigan State, and Ohio State at home. They could even lose one other game and probably still with one loss, Big Ten champions. I don't think the committee would keep them out of the national championship with a one-loss Big Ten for 3 straight years. I just don't think that's going to happen. And I think Harbaugh... I mean, if not now, when for Jimmy? I love Jimmy. You know, I've known him forever, followed him forever. I think, you know, there were a couple of games that I thought Michigan could have beaten Ohio State. They just didn't get the job done. I think if not this year, I wonder when, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, it's a fair point. If they can't do it this year, who knows if it's ever going to happen. We'll see how Ryan Day does.
Well, it'll happen. But...
Yeah, right.
But this is a year that Michigan with their skilled players, the home game, an offense that's going to open up Shea Patterson. I think that Michigan defense will be ready to play. They're going to get Justin Fields, a rookie quarterback, the first time in the Big House.
Yeah.
As I say, there's nothing going to be easy about it, but this year I am picking Michigan.
Can't wait for it. Gary, appreciate it as always. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.